Support for Roundup is provided by Plum. Plum believes that when people flourish, business thrives. With its universal design, this powerful talent assessment tool uses science-backed insights to measure and match human potential to job needs, enhancing talent decisions across the employee journey from hire to retire. With unmatched scalability, Plum allows organizations to quantify job fit, improve quality of hire, identify leadership potential, and provides personalized career help while empowering you to create high-performing teams from one simple-to-use platform. To learn more, visit their website at plum.io. That's plum.io.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the October Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes that I've published in the last month to make sure that you don't miss out on the valuable insights my guests are sharing. First of all, I'm absolutely delighted to announce that Roundup has a new long-term sponsor. A huge thank you to the brilliant team at Plum.io for partnering with Recruiting Future. If you've not checked out Plum before, get over to their website now and witness the future of assessment in the making. It's a seriously awesome tool. Well, that was the month that was. I've done a huge amount of travelling this month, and the absolute highlight for me was the week I spent at the HR Technology Conference in Vegas. A huge thank you to everyone who came to our live podcasting event, or came to see mine and Mervyn's mega session, or just came to say hello. I hope you had as valuable a conference as I did. The show, as they say, must go on, so with more than a bit of hotel room recording, I managed to publish 7 episodes of the show during October. As we move towards 2024, I want to make sure the show is covering the range of topics you need to plan for the year ahead. And this month we talked about complexity, AI, skills, and just how you can plan for the longer term future. When discussing talent market challenges and recruiting technology trends, we often refer to talent acquisition as a homogenous activity with common challenges and processes. However, many organizations have highly complex hiring operations that deal with challenges that can be as unique as the employers themselves. My guest on episode 557 was Lisa Scales, Talent Acquisition Director at Royal Mail. As well as being one of the UK's largest employers, Royal Mail also hire 18,000 seasonal workers every Christmas. In our conversation, we discussed everything from supply chain management to sophisticated recruitment marketing and social mobility. Lisa gave us a fascinating insight into a highly complex hiring strategy, including the work the Royal Mail's doing to appeal to a younger generation of workers and their use of robotic process automation. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we ran the first ever live Recruiting Future podcast event at the HR Technology Conference in Las Vegas during October. I was blown away by how many people came along to share their views on the future of talent acquisition. It was a magical evening, complete with an actual magician. So it seemed fitting to ask people what we need to do to make talent acquisition more magical. Episode 558 features a selection of brilliant insights shared with me and my guest co-host Jenny Kotikangas. Some of the topics covered include automation and human interaction, the age-old issue of the candidate experience, and the emerging issue of skills-based hiring. Recruiting and retaining the right talent continues to be highly challenging for many organisations. Understanding the key drivers here is critical for any company that wants to achieve a competitive talent advantage. It's starting to become clear that the impact of prioritising well-being on an organisation's culture is significant enough to have a powerful influence on hiring and retention. So, what can employers do here to move the needle more quickly? On episode 559, I spoke to Beth Ridley, founder and CEO of the Ridley Consulting Group. Beth works with CEOs to achieve thriving workplace cultures and embed diversity, equity, and inclusion values into their businesses. She has some brilliant insights to share on the relationship between wellness, culture, recruiting, and well-being, and also offers some highly actionable advice. We talked extensively about inclusion, culture, leadership, and the value that focusing on well-being brings to both employers and employees. The business world is changing quickly, and the skill sets that employers need are constantly shifting, developing, and evolving. So, how can companies develop strategic workforce plans and build long-term talent pipelines in such an unpredictable and fast-changing environment? My guests on episode 560 were Jennifer Longworth, Director of People and Culture at Intuitive, and Ugo Orsi, Chief Customer Officer at Digitap. Jennifer and Ugo have a unique combination of perspectives on how AI is shaping the workforce. And we discussed what companies need to put in place to be able to hire for the skills they will need for the future. Having covered both topics extensively on the podcast this year, I'm very much of the opinion that the move towards skills-based thinking will be more disruptive to recruiting norms than the rapid adoption of generative AI. The adoption of skills-based hiring and the move towards skills-based organizations is still happening slowly. However, as more organizations question blanket requirements for college degrees, new upskilling and reskilling initiatives are emerging that could help to move things quicker. My guest on episode 552 was Michelle Westfort, Chief University Officer at InStride. InStride works with businesses to use skills-based hiring to expand talent pools by partnering with employers to construct career education paths that provide employees with the skills they need to do their jobs. We discussed the adoption of skills-based hiring, the evolving relationship between universities and employers, and what the future of a skills-based organization might look like. Showing your vulnerability is becoming a common theme in personal development as a way of fostering good mental health and a route to building resilience and reducing anxiety. Leaders are often told to show vulnerability at work, but the dynamic between doing this in your professional life is somewhat different than in your life outside of work. So, how can leaders use their vulnerability to motivate their teams, and what skills do they need to learn to do so? Jacob Morgan is a futurist, speaker, and the author of a new book called Leading with Vulnerability. I've always been a big fan of Jacob's writing. In episode 563, we spoke about the art of leading with vulnerability, the power of strategic foresight, and Jacob also shared some insights about the skills we will all need for the uncertain future of work. This time last year, most of us hadn't heard of generative AI, but it has dominated our industry discourse in 2023. The dramatic emergence of generative AI has illustrated how fast disruption is accelerating and has made us think deeply about the future of talent acquisition. Back in July, at Recfest in the UK, Tony DeGraff, Global Director of Hiring Success at Smart Recruiters, invited me to join him for a fireside chat about the potential impact of AI on talent acquisition. Even though 3 months is a long time in AI, I felt it was still a relevant discussion to publish as episode 563. In our conversation, we attempted to unpick what's happening and understand how AI is shaping the future of talent acquisition. Topics we touch on include strategic workforce planning, hiring for future skills, the end of recruiting norms, and the importance of being relentlessly open-minded. So, onwards into October. And I'm very much looking forward to speaking at the CIPD annual conference next week about AI, automation, bias, and the candidate experience. I don't think there's going to be a recording of the session, but I'll certainly share it if there is. As ever, lots of great content coming up on the podcast, so make sure you don't miss out. If you haven't already, then make sure you subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. A huge thank you to HackerJob, Harvard, Smart Recruiters and Plum for sponsoring the podcast during September. If you're interested in supporting the show as a sponsor in 2024, now would be a great time to get in touch. Just drop me an email on matt@metashift.co.uk or send me a message on LinkedIn. Finally, make sure you go to recruitingfuture.com to subscribe to my monthly newsletter, Recruiting Future Feast. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I want to tell you about my podcast called Can I Offer You Some Feedback? I'm a business consultant and executive coach with over 20 years experience in change management, leadership development, and naturally providing feedback to high performers. My podcast is for those of you who have a complicated relationship with feedback, whether giving, receiving, avoiding, or seeking. Feedback is essential for our development. In each episode, you'll hear from real people across industries with their ideas, perspectives, and best practices on feedback. I'll also be sharing business bites with you, simple explanations of organizational tools, management techniques, and leadership philosophies that will help you and your businesses thrive. You can listen to Can I Offer You Some Feedback on your favorite podcast app or learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com.